Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. While out driving with Johnny Keith early yesterday morning, Penny Gibbs saw her friend Peg Martin out with wealthy Barry Carlton. Penny's reaction to this was such that Johnny accused her of being in love with Barry. Penny has thought this over for many hours, and on this, the following evening, her mother Grace says to her,
"Penny, what's the matter? Did you go back to work for Mrs. Carlton too soon?"
No, Mother, why?
Well, you've been in a mood all evening.
Have I? I'm sorry.
Are you tired?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
You should have taken the doctor's advice and not gone back to work so soon.
No, there wasn't too much to do at the Cartons today. It was just a few letters and a bank statement to check over. In fact, it was a relief to get back to work after being out all so long.
Then what's the matter, dear? Are you just depressed?
Maybe.
Well, then you aren't if you say maybe. Penny, you're upset about something. Certainly it isn't about yesterday.
No, darling, not exactly.
Peg explained to you how she happened to be out with Barry, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. She'd gone to the store, and Barry just happened to be driving by.
Well, I know that's the truth, dear, because she went to the store for me, and she said she was going to walk because it was such a beautiful morning.
Oh, Mother, it doesn't make any difference to me because Peg saw Barry.
I shouldn't think it would, dear, but you're upset about something, and I'm just trying to help you find out what it is.
I know what it is, Mother. It's Barry. But it isn't because he took Peg for a drive.
Then what is it?
He was home for a while when I was working with Mrs. Carlton. He completely ignored me.
Ignored you?
Well, he stuck his head in the door and talked to his mother and didn't even say hello to me.
Oh, maybe he didn't see you, dear.
Mother, he looked right at me. At least I should say right through me.
Darling, he might not have seen you. Or he may have been thinking about something and meant to say hello, but just didn't. Uh-huh.
Well, prepare yourself for a shock, Mother. I'm in love with Barry Carlton.
You certainly say that as if you have no doubt about it.
There isn't any doubt about it.
Well, when did you realize this?
Yesterday. When I was driving with Johnny and we saw Barry and Peg. I guess a kind of wave of jealousy came over me. I don't think I've ever known anything like that before.
Penny, I just can't believe there's an ounce of jealousy in you.
Oh, there were tons of it for a minute, Mother. At least I thought it was jealousy. It felt like jealousy. I had a sort of vague rage inside of me. Johnny saw it. I could tell by the look on his face.
And then you realized it wasn't jealousy so much as it was love. Suddenly, just like that?
Suddenly, just like that. People sometimes discover that they're in love that way, don't they?
Well, yes, they do, darling. They can know a person for weeks or months or years and then suddenly see that person as they'd never seen him before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw Barry as I'd never seen him before. And I don't mean alone with Peg, either. No, I mean as an honest and ambitious young man who's given up idleness he can well afford to go to work, make something of himself.
Uh-huh. And, what happened to all those weaknesses you used to see in him, Penny?
Oh, they're still there, Mother, just as evident as ever, but They make you more interesting than the average man.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. He's a person who can be improved, and he wants to be improved, Mother. He really does. He even asked me once to take him in hand and try and make him over.
Trying to make a man over is like trying to remold the world, darling. Both jobs are too big for a lifetime. And certainly you aren't in love with Barry just because he's a man who needs to be improved.
Oh, no. That would be on top of the list of stupid reasons for falling in love, wouldn't it? No, Mother, no. I love Barry for what he is.
Well, he's the same person you've known for months and haven't loved.
I know it, but I wonder just how long I have loved him without knowing it. I'm sure love can't come on me this suddenly. Or can it?
Well, apparently it has. And love is like that, darling. It can come on us slowly like a shadow from someone walking toward us, or it can swoop down on us suddenly like a house falling down over our heads.
Well, the house fell down on me then.
Love is the most unpredictable thing in the world, Penny. Even more unpredictable than weather. At least the weather is charted for us a day or two in advance. But we can never tell when a chance meeting, a word, or a certain look on someone's face can suddenly make us fall in love.
Well, I'm in love, Mother. I hope you don't mind.
Mind? Good heavens, why should I mind? I'm thrilled, darling.
Are you?
Sure.
But Barry isn't our kind. Barry belongs to a different world, a different kind of people.
Penny, darling, there's no such thing as a different kind of people. Not among people who've known each other for any length of time. You and Barry have gotten along beautifully. Why? Because you liked the same things, knew the same things, and had the same ambitions. Well, some of his same ambitions.
But Barry is from a different world.
He's from a family with money. But he's gone to work, hasn't he? He works the same as Johnny does, or as Freddie does, as you do. And you have to remember something, too, darling. He went to work because of you. Maybe he was from a different world when you first knew him, but he's come over to your world now.
Maybe he has. I know I couldn't love anybody I didn't know and understand. Anybody who didn't belong down here with me. And I know I love Barry, but suppose he doesn't love me.
Oh, frankly, darling, I don't think you have to worry about that. It's been pretty obvious to me he's been extremely fond of you for a long time.
There's a difference between being fond of someone, Mother, and loving someone. It's an awfully big difference.
Oh, don't worry about it. This time, the difference isn't there. Your only worry is Johnny.
Johnny?
Don't tell me you haven't thought about him through all this.
No, I haven't given Johnny a thought.
It's just Barry, 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 then?
Constantly.
Well, you don't mind if I'm a little surprised, do you? About Johnny, I mean.
Very easy to explain about Johnny, Mother. Oh, maybe it'd be hard to put into words, but I know my feelings about him. It's just that Johnny doesn't need me. But look what he's done without me, Mother. I don't need Johnny either. I seem to have been able to get along quite well since I lost him 2 years ago, maybe longer. I don't know.
A little over 2 years ago, I think.
Well, have I survived what I thought was a catastrophe at the time?
You most certainly have, darling.
Well, I can go on without Johnny, too. Of course, there'll always be a soft spot in my heart for him. And I hope there's a place in his heart for me, too. I mean, I'd miss not seeing him once in a while, and if I went away or he went away and I didn't hear from him, I'd worry about him. But it's the way I'd worry about you or Jed or anybody else I love very dearly, but very differently from the way I love Barry.
I understand perfectly, dear.
I hope you do, Mother. And I hope you don't think I'm being a fool. In love and not wanting to be in love, I mean. Mother, I truly don't want to be in love with Barry. I just have to be because I can't help myself.
Hello in there.
Hello, Peg.
Oh, Peg, dear. You back from work so soon?
So soon, Mrs. Billings? Why, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Almost six? Heavens to Betsy, and I promised Nora I'd prepare the vegetables.
Well, you better let me help, then.
Oh, no, dear. There isn't much to be done. But I'd better do it now, or Nora will give me a scold.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, so would I.
Oh, how was work this afternoon, Peg?
Oh, boring as usual. Congratulations, Penny.
What do you mean, congratulations?
Well, I didn't mean to eavesdrop before I came in, Penny, but I happened to hear a little of what you and your mother were talking about.
Oh?
Well, Penny, don't go long-faced on me. I think it's wonderful. I'd like to be in love with myself, but it's a wonderful feeling.
It's the most wonderful, miserable feeling in the world. Did you hear the name of the person we were talking about?
Mm-hmm. Barry Colton.
Oh. And, you're not...
Oh, Penny, I'm surprised at you. I think I told you once before I couldn't understand why you didn't fall in love with him long ago. I was all for it then, and I'm all for it now. And I have some good news for you, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm. When I was out driving with Barry the other morning, he said something I didn't repeat because, well, he asked me not to.
Well, then you can't repeat it now.
No. No, I can't, and I won't, not word for word. But the gist of it was that he's been in love with you for weeks.
Barry's in love with me?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I said congratulations? You know, you're lucky to be smart enough to fall in love with someone who's in love with you.
Hello.
I'd like to speak to Barry Colton, please.
Speaking.
Oh, hello, Barry. It's Peg.
Who?
Peg. Peg Martin.
Oh, yes, Peg. How are you?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll have to make this short. I won't be able to tell you over the phone because I'm in Penny's house. I don't want anyone to hear me.
Was it that bad?
Well, it's nothing to be taken too lightly, and I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea about my phoning you.
What's wrong with it?
Well, a certain person thinks she has a priority on you.
What? Is that right? Well, I must say, that's interesting.
It may sound better than it is, Barry.
Yes?
I know this isn't the right thing to do, but...
Yeah.
I wonder, could I see you this evening?
Well, let me see. Yes, yes. I was thinking of dropping in to see Penny for a while. I could see you then.
No. I don't want to see you here. I mean,
what?
I can't talk to you here.
What do you mean?
Well, look, Barry, could you cancel seeing Penny tonight and just let me have a few hours of your time?
Well, I don't know. You need a few hours?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think it might take quite a while to explain.
Gee, I don't know, Peg. I'd like to, but
oh,
I think
please,
after
Barry.
All...
Barry, you're the only one I can turn to about this. You're the only man I can trust. Please don't let me down.
Well, when you put it that way...
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Barry. Look, will you meet me on the corner at 8 o'clock? I don't want anyone here to see me with you, at least not this evening anyway.
Why does Peg want so anxiously to see Barry Carlton? Was she telling the truth when she claimed to be happy about Penny being in love with Barry? Or was she lying? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.